the latest in hip-hop news.
This is Side Hustle Radio. New music and news. This is Side Hustle Radio.
Hip-hop heads know about this record. Master Ace, sitting on chrome. Don't take it easy. Master Ace, man. I have a connect to get Master Ace, but he is a very busy man.
Oh, yeah, they're very busy out there. Oh, and that's the one thing about old school hip-hop artists. They out there still putting in that work, and I'm glad that they're putting out their work. People still love that original sound.
Yeah, that true hip hop.
True hip hop, man. And, that's what we love. That's what we love too. And by the way, welcome everybody to Side Hustle Radio. You know who this be. I be F. Chulo. And that's Mr. Blend for Blend. Platinum DJ himself, DJ.
DJ, DEEPOISC.
On everything.
The boys, baby.
Check out his new mixtape coming out. The Boom Bap. It's not there. Is that right?
Yeah.
Hey, it's coming out. When that coming out, bro? Where can they find it at?
I'm hoping it'll be everywhere by the time y'all hear this show. It's done. It just needs to be chopped
like
up into tracks.
Yeah, I like the artwork. I like the artwork, bro.
Appreciate that. I am experimenting with Photoshop, so I got a little help on that one, though, but...
Oh, you got a little help on that one?
Yeah, I got a little help on that one, but it's all good. It's, I did the majority of the editing, but it's the rest, you know, I got a little help on, so I appreciate that particular DJ that gave me some love on that artwork. You'll see when it drops. So, and I got a lot of boom bap rappers and artists, indie and old school hip hop.
I didn't know they was out there like that.
Boom Bap, y'all thought Boom Bap was dead, though.
Yeah, very much.
They would consider like this artist Boom Bap, Master Ace.
Yeah, very much. But so thank you for bringing it back, though.
So you got some big things. Big tanes. Tanes. How they say tanes? Tanes. Big tanes coming in the next couple weeks for Black History Month.
Want
to say yet?
Oh no, I'm going to say
it. Sure thing.
Yeah, that's a for sure thing because we done scheduled the time and everything. So, with that being said, I know in the month of February, then like this Black History Month, we got the legendary.
Legendary.
Yeah, he's a legend. He's a legend in the game. You know, as a matter of fact, he did one of those songs that I continue to. I just think about the song, you just have to laugh about it. But
who's that? Huh? I think about it.
No, you know, when you think about like old school hip hop, and you think about how some of the MCs were back then, when it comes to like lyrics and different songs that they were doing, that you know, for a person like his status or his stature to just do the music that he was doing back then, it's just like, you know, that's like bold. Hip hop was bold back then. But Positive K, we will have an interview with Positive K in the month of
That's what's up. You got a new single out right now.
You got your single out too. We're gonna introduce that single too. So
featuring the legendary
MC Light.
Wow.
He also has another one with wait a minute.
I know he did an album with was it Nice and Smooth? Not Nice and Smooth. Greg Nice did an album with Greg Nice, or he did some songs with Greg Nice, which was fire. I would love to interview Greg Nice. I would love to interview Light.
Oh, I would love to interview Light. Light. I think some of my squad goes here with us is Light and
I would love to interview APMD, Eric Sermon. PMD, because I always wanted to know, you know, no one ever really talks to PMD. Maybe he's not the interview type, because you never really see PMD for BPMD do any too many interviews. So I'll take both of them if we can make it happen. So that's the kind of things we're working on. We're working on big artists, but these artists are all indies now.
Yeah, indie.
It's even the big major artists now no longer deal with big labels anymore. Everybody's indie now. So
and unfortunately, you know, they have to be, because
taking all their money.
Keep that money for themselves now.
I'm just sitting here reminiscing over taking another glass of that drink right there.
Oh man, I'm drinking this Moscato. I'm still sipping this Moscato right here. Hey, we got this Moisella Moscato, this red Moscato in the building today, and we got this petite
chocolate,
which tastes like Bailey's. It's like a Bailey's drink.
Chocolate.
For me, it needs to be a little bit more chill, but this this red wine, this Moscato's got me in my place right now.
I got another one in there that's real good. Uh-huh. It's like a caramel. Caramel type wine, kind of a Bailey's flavor.
I think we're good for right now in the studio, bro. I think we're good.
So we do a video of everything we do now. We do live streams, Hustle Brand on Periscope, of course. IG, we are there all the time. Hustle Brand on IG, or at DJD Poise, or somebody just sent me something. That's what that was, y'all. Our system is connected to the internet and the email, so text messages, emails, they all come in at the same time. You at Half Chulo
IG. Yes, sir.
Okay, maybe we should get into some music.
Okay, yeah,
we do have a guest, right?
Yeah, we have a guest. When we get back, our guest will be in the building.
I want to start this show off with Ohio native Stale. Got another one. This dude be working, bro.
Be putting in that work.
It's called.
We gotta get him on the show.
Yeah, that would be dope. That'd be dope too. Frequency energy.
Frequency energy. energy. Hey, this is Style A. Be right back, right after this. Welcome back, everybody. This is Side Hustle Radio. I'm B. Hess Chulo. That's DJ D. Poise. And you just heard Stallion. Was he by himself? Or was there someone else around?
Are you ready for this dude's name?
Yeah, what's his name?
Pregnant Boy.
No. We are not doing this. He did not say call his name Pregnant.
Pregnant Boy F. I'm trying to read the FKA. Go Dreamer. I don't know what that means, but Pregnant Boy.
No, we're not doing this hip hop.
I'm the Pregnant Boy.
No.
Hey, ladies.
If you call yourself DJ Pregnant,
DJ.
No.
Pregnant Boy.
No.
Y'all said it like that. Pregnant Boy. This
no.
Pregnant.
Mm-hmm. No. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Hey, we got a great guest coming on. I hope he's gonna bring that energy into the studio here. All the way from the land. I'm pretty sure it's from the land. If he's not, he's gonna correct me. But with that being said, I got Ken Gray in the building.
Yeah, what's up, y'all? Ken Gray, live from the land.
Yes, I did have it right. Oh, from the land. Ayo.
Already.
You got it right, baby.
He's already family. You're from the land.
Are you
Oh, yeah.
You a Browns fan?
Of course. Of course.
Oh, he's from the land.
He's from the land. He's from the land.
Die Hard.
Die Hard, baby. I watched all 16 of them crappy games last season. So we finally get to watch some games where they win a game or two, and it feels good up here.
Right. Oh, wow.
I know it's snowing there right now, ain't it?
No, man. It's springtime up here. No, the snow melting.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was like 50 degrees today.
What? It wasn't even 50 down here, was it?
No, it wasn't 50 degrees. How did they get the sun before we get the sun? It must be a bright day.
Yeah, I was outside with no shirt on today, bro. It was nice out.
Don't say no shirt.
Oh,
that's what's up.
Okay, for those who do know you, Ken, and for those who don't know you, can you go ahead and introduce yourself and where you're from?
My name is Ken Bray. Simple as that. No fancy MC name. No gangster name. Nothing like that. Just Ken Bray, the name I was born with.
Oh.
From Cleveland, Ohio. Been here. Been around the world, came back here, figured I'd go ahead and make a record or two, you know. Nothing super special.
Huh. Just keep it simple. Nothing special, just simple.
Hey, that's what's up. Is there a reason why you didn't go by like Super Ken or
KB?
Or something, you know.
Kenny Kick It. I've been doing this for a long time, and you know, when I first started doing it, you know, a long time ago, I had crazy names, you know, called myself Kenny B. I used to be The Law, you know, all kind of different names. And at the end of the day, at the end of the day, I figured out my real name is timeless. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't play out. You know, it's my name. And that's my brand, so that's what I roll with.
Using the government on them.
Oh yeah. I ain't got nothing to hide. You come looking for me, I'm right here.
So it'll be no AKA.
Nah, ain't no AKA. Well, I mean, AKA Dirty Grandpa, but that's a whole different chapter.
Uh-oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh oh. Nowadays, man, that ain't safe.
That's not
Me too thing, man. Shoot. But man, how long you been doing music?
Bruh, I've been doing this for on and off for probably 30 years.
Wow.
Been a long time. I've been through a lot of different eras, did a lot of different things, and you know, it really took this long for me to get to a point where I really feel like I found my voice. You know, for so long I was trying to be other things, but now I feel like I'm really true to myself and my music. So that's where I am.
Now, I don't know how it is in Cleveland, but I know how it is down here in Columbus, and they follow
right.
the trend of who's hot. Okay.
Right.
So there was a time, which Shout out Bone Thugs because they still doing it. But right. Well, they were super hot on fire. Everybody right. down here was trying to sound like Bone Thugs. Everybody right. was trying to sound like and dress like and be like anybody in Cleveland. Now,
right. Oh, that started with MC Brain.
Well, that's my yep, boy. That's my
true,
homeboy.
True. No, let's go back. Let's go back farther than that. Let's go to MC Chill. Let's go to MC Chill.
Chill is my boy. Yeah, Chill is my boy. Brains is my boy. Me and Brains did a video together. Yeah, that's my boy.
What? Oh, no doubt. That's what's up. Where is he now, bro? Where is he? Is he still doing music?
Hey, Loki, he'd rather block me right now, bro.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah, that's my boy.
And then we had... Man, yeah, Cleveland has had a lot of hip hop.
We got a little bit going on up here. We got right now. We got MGK going. MGK running things right now.
He
do his Christmas thing every year or his holiday thing every year. We're loving him. I mean, they definitely filled him up here.
I wish he wouldn't have backed off on him though, because he did come at him. He did get at him. Hey, he did get at M.
Hey, if you going after M now, you gotta
hold up, huh?
You gotta make sure all the chambers is full, bro. You gotta make them all full. You can't. That's all I'm saying.
So, man, 30 years in the game. Wow.
Yeah.
So you didn't seen it all. You didn't see it all.
But yeah, I done seen it all. I done heard it all. I done tried it all. You know, it's been a lot, man. But and what's funny is I'm definitely not your typical old head trying to get in the game. You know, that's not where I'm coming from. You know, the motivation for this whole thing is, you know, just something that happened to me at the beginning of the summer, really. I mean, I'm not in it for the money. I'm not in it for the fame. You know, I'm in it because I want to be heard, you know. So wow. I just, you know, the internet allows me to do that. You know, I got a few followers on Instagram. Hopefully I have a few more after this interview. and it just allows me to get my voice heard. That's really what it is.
So, well, let's start when you was Kenny back in the day. When you was just Kenny. How did you start doing music?
Run DMC dropped their first album. Run DMC dropped Suck MCs, and you know I was enamored by, you know, rap and what rap could do. Then LL came out and he was using big words and a lot of syllables, and I was really digging that. And I really got on the East Coast sound a lot, and I started to started to try to write some things and produce some things, I was never really able to. I mean, I recorded a lot of stuff, you know, over those years at that beginning phase. I just never could put anything together, really. But the influences were there. And then when rap started to change, you know, I tried to change with it, but at the core, I really wasn't feeling what the other rappers, you know, what was hot. You know, I was chasing trends, you know, so. It was like, you know, people was on brand names, you know, the MCs on brand names, and they got on the East Coast, West Coast beef stuff. And I was just chasing those trends, and that really wasn't what I was, you know, that wasn't me. And I think it hurt what I was doing and what I was able to do, what I thought I could, you know, bring to the table. I mean, but I did do a few things. I opened for, if you can think back this far, I opened for the Fat Boys at the Fresh Fest when they were still doing their thing. That's how long I've been in the game. To a sold out stadium. That's
one of my other favorite rap groups of all time. That's like really? One of my other. That's my second. My first is. I'm afraid to say it because every time I say it,
how you go to the Fat Boys?
Fat Boys was before them. Do you hear this dude say the Fat Boys was horrible? Them is the pioneers of. That was the younger. Run DMC. That was like the baby Run DMC.
Yeah.
To be honest. Yep. But they made a path for hip hop.
Oh, so yeah.
They was like what? One of the first to do the movie, right? What was it?
Yeah.
Orderly. You can't forget they invented human beatbox.
True that.
You know, the human beatbox. That's where his name. It, yep. Buffy the Human Beatbox is where it came from. So I mean, they set the path for a lot of stuff, man.
He started wearing gazelles because of Buff. You can't hate. I mean, man, you like a historian in the game right now.
I've been around. Even saying it out loud, I hate myself right now.
But and like I said, there's so much I want to cover. But being an older artist, I know you hear it a lot. You know, like, why are you still doing hip hop? You know,
no,
I really don't. You don't hear it like that.
I don't hear it at all.
Oh wow.
Because that's what I'm saying. I don't get it at all because I just put it out there. That's what I'm saying. It's crazy because, I mean, thank God for the internet. Thank God for Instagram. But I just do tracks and do videos. I mean, first off, I mean, if you follow me on Instagram, you know I'm, unless you ask me how old I am or start talking to me, you don't have a clue how old I am. That's let's be real with that. Okay, so I don't look my age, not even close. I mean, everybody says that, but I'm one that can say it and actually it's true. I don't look my age. I don't act my age. So I just do a track. I put it on the gram, a little snippet of it or whatever on the gram, and then people just react to it. But what they don't say is, are you too old? You know, you too old to be doing it? Why? I don't get that at all. I either get it hot, you know, I get a call from you saying, yo, come be on my show. But I don't get that because it doesn't come across that way. You know, and it's like, I feel good because I'm just being true to me. So it's like, I'm not the dude trying to sound like Trap. I'm not the dude trying to sound like Bone. I'm just doing whatever's on my mind.
Thank you.
It comes across
clever.
Okay.
I had to give a
clever that one. Yeah, do a standing over for that one.
Really? In other words, you make grown folks hip hop.
But is this such a thing? That's what I'm trying to figure out. You know, that's been my argument for the last what 3 years.
Right.
Everybody trying to keep hip hop into this Peter Pan category. not allowed to grow up.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm going to tell you who actually inspired me to... I mean, I was motivated to get back in the game anyway, just because. But who inspired me to just say what I felt like saying was actually Childish Gambino. Huh. And because he just talks about whatever's on his mind. I mean, if you listen to the stuff that he's dropping, sometimes it's conscious, sometimes it's not conscious, but you know, he talk about Star Wars, he just talk about whatever. And you know, when I was younger and I was trying to write, that was the type of stuff I wanted to write about, but I was afraid to, because I was like, man, nobody want to hear me talking about, you know, nobody want to hear me rhyming about Star Wars or R2-D2, nobody want to hear me rhyming about, you know, going to college. You know, nobody want to hear that. That's why I used to. That's what I was worried about.
Because you're before your time. Then you're before your time.
I don't like to say it like that, but yeah, okay. I guess that's a way to look at it.
Because what's the one artist? The one who did the song with Kanye, Day and Night. Because he's from Cleveland, right?
I know what you're talking about. He signed to him.
You're talking about Joyner, are you?
No.
No, Joyner ain't from Cleveland. No, he ain't.
No, the Day and Night. It's going to come to my head.
I know you're talking about Kid Cudi.
Yeah, Kid Cudi. He's from Cleveland, right?
Yeah.
You see, Cleveland just got all the music. I'm telling you, Cleveland.
Yeah.
Like I said, Cleveland and North Carolina is where you're going to find all the hip hop at right now.
That's where we are, man. I really feel people that are unique.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, for me, it's about being individual. I despise if Bone makes a record, they're the first one to make a record to sound like that. But then I despise all the copycats that come out.
I know that's
right. And so, you know what I'm saying? And so it's like they created the sound, and so that's their sound. Right. Be your sound. Right. So it's like, you know, I make my tracks. I'm like, this is my sound. You know, people ask me who I sound like. I was like, well, I don't think I sound like anybody. My content may resemble somewhere between Childish or you know, somebody like that, but the sound is the sound. It's just, it's literally whatever I felt like making that day. So it's not, I'm not sitting, I couldn't make a trap beat if I tried, bro. Trust me, I don't try. I just want to see if I could do it. Just ironically, I can't even make the damn, I cannot make a trap beat.
No,
so that's
simple.
A good thing. Then I won't fall into that loop. Yeah. But no, I'm all about being individual. You know, everything I do is focused on just being different than everybody else. You know, the car I drive, the way I dress. You know, it's like, and since I'm at a place in my life where I really don't, can I cuss?
Yeah, you're allowed to cuss.
You sure? I don't want. I want the SEC crashing down on me. I'm at a point in my life where I really don't give a fuck. So, so if I feel like, you know, I mean, like I said, if you follow me on Instagram, you know I got a big ass rabbit, right?
So yeah, I see that. Like,
did you see the rabbit?
What black man has a rabbit? That's the first question I start asking myself. Do black men have rabbits?
Bruh, that is my boy. That is my homeboy. That's my ride or die, right? So I'm a grown ass man live with a rabbit. He weighs 12 pounds now, right?
Yeah, I was looking, is that a real rabbit? That was a big ass rabbit.
Yeah, that is my boy, right? So, but the point is that, you know, if I'm in my 20s, you know, if I'm maybe, you know, mid late 20s. I can't do that, right? Yeah, I'm worried that people are gonna be thinking about what I'm. Oh no, you can't have on. You soft. But now I don't give a fuck. So it's like, and so like he on my Instagram, you know, I walk him on the leash. I take him to the beach. You know, that's just literally. And so it's like I own it. So I ain't ashamed of it. And people responding to it, and they love it. And so it's the same thing. My music is the same thing with everything. So it's like I write a track about whatever I feel like writing a track about. And then I write the track, you know, in whatever vibe I feel like making that, you know, making that day, and people are responding to it. Then, you know, and like I said, and it's just true to me. And so I'm not getting people saying, yo, you don't think you're too old to be, you know, I don't get that. I mean, I get my mother always asks me, how come I cuss? You still got to, why you got to cuss? Well, mine just, okay, I do. All right. So, I won't say all the cuss words, you know. There's a couple that I won't say, but everything else is fair game. I mean, because that's, you know, from my perspective, that's just life, you know. And I'm talking life, and I don't censor life, so I'm not going to censor, you know, I'm not going to censor my music.
Oh man, there's so much more. Oh God, there's so much more I want to talk, but we do got to get to one of these tracks real quick. Okay. Which track do you want us to go with first?
All right, well, the album drops in May, and the single I'm looking at going with is Sweet Ivory. I think people like that song. It's about a IG crush that quickly progressed. We're working on a video for it right now. The model that I just cast to play, you know, the part of Ivory is fire. I can't wait to, you know, to premiere that video. So I think this is a good song to go with. And by the way, this song is word for word 100%
true. 100%
true. 100% word for word true.
Okay, wow. Go ahead, introduce that track, sir.
This is Ken Bray, Sweet Ivory, off the upcoming album Dirty Grandpa on Bray Team Entertainment.
Ivory
was like, I was like, hello. She was like,
show me something.
We was like,
let's go.
She was like,
what's up?
I was like,
here it is.
She was like,
splash.
We was like, Ivory was like, I was like,
hello.
She was like,
show me something.
We was like,
let's go.
She was like,
what's up?
I was like,
here it is.
She was like,
splash.
We was like,
it all started with a like on my new post. Kinda ghost, she kept it on the low low. I peeped the profile, she was the nice one. I hit follow to get a follow back going. I like 7 pics, see if she would take the bait. Hell yeah, she did. She liked Ape. Low-key, Ivory was a big fan of mine. Before you know it, she blowing up my timeline. She told me that I made her heart feel funny. I said, mind you, gambling with house money. We had something in common. Yeah, I bet we do. Do you like the way Ken Bray speak to you? Now she telling me that I make her day better. Subtly insinuating that I make her panties wetter. Timeline is hot, girl. Don't start no mayhem. Ivory, let's take this to the DM.
Ivory was like, I was like, hello. She was like,
show me something.
We was like,
let's go.
She was like,
what's up?
I was like,
here it is.
She was like,
splash.
We was like, Ivory was like,
hi.
I was like,
hello.
She was like,
show me something.
We was like,
let's go.
She was like,
what's up?
I was like,
here it is.
She was like,
splash.
We was like,
in the DM, things started off innocent. I told her she was teasing me. She tried to play ignorant. Now we both trying to figure out the boundaries. Started with words and moved to emojis. Those seductive videos you post, what's up with that? She sent a peach, I sent her back an eggplant. She told me that my post made her heart stop. Then she sends flames, followed by the water drops. I'm like heart eyes, oh my goodness. Monkey with his eyes covered, one-eyed kiss. Ivory was like, can I tell you something, daddy? I'm like, gladly, baby, what you got for me? Then she started to refer to me as her king. She said it made her hot to see your boy do his thing. I said, you cool, I like your vibe and all of that. We should probably kick this out to the WhatsApp.
Ivory was like,
hi.
I was like,
hello.
She was like,
show me something.
We was like,
let's go.
She was like,
what's up?
I was like,
here it is.
She was like,
splash.
We was like, Ivory was like,
hi.
I was like,
hello.
She was like,
show me something.
We was like,
let's go.
She was like,
what's up?
I was like,
here it is.
She was like,
splash.
We was like,
in the WhatsApp, things got real hot. She was like, Mr. Bray, show me what you got. Launched the camera app, click, click, send it. Panties would be soaked if she was wearing any. I said, damn, Ivory, I bet you tasty. She said, I know I am, I've tasted me. I'm like, oh, shit, you're getting nasty for me. She said, baby, you don't know half the story. And you are king. Did you like this? Couple of clicks, she's sending me tit pics, then clit pics, then porn flicks. And I'm like, my timeline started this. Baby, look at you. Look at you. Work that, baby. Work it.
Ivory was like,
hi.
I was like,
hello.
She was like,
show me something.
We was like,
let's go.
She was like,
what's up?
I was like,
here it is.
She was like,
splash.
We was like, Ivory was like,
hi.
I was like,
hello.
She was like,
show me something.
We was like,
let's go.
She was like,
what's up?
I was like,
here it is.
She was like,
splash.
We was like,
Ken, right? Yes. I was like, oh, I like that.
appreciate it.
Oh, man.
You took us back.
Yeah, wait till you see the video for it.
Uh-oh.
Let me put it to you this way. You ain't give a shit about me when you're watching the video. You mean watching Ivory in the video. Okay, let's just leave it at that.
Oh.
This is definitely not my video. I'm just a little background noise in a video that's really about this woman. And the woman that plays Ivory is fire. She is fire, trust me. I'm happy to have gotten her.
She from Cleveland?
Oh yeah.
Oh.
Yep. Oh yeah.
Shoot, I'm hearing the remix of that one right there, man. I have an idea for that one, bro. I got
blow me up, baby. Blow me up. Yeah, remix
I gotta tell you.
So you got all original music and everything, huh?
Okay.
Yeah. Do you do your own?
I don't sample. It's cool, man. I mean, it's and like I said, that the whole album is. I had a pretty bad heartbreak back in May, and I had all of a sudden a whole lot of time on my hands. And so I was like, you know what, I'm gonna write some shit. So I just, you know, I bought a studio basically and just spent, you know, the last 6 months or whatever, you know, writing music and recording it. And you know, because I own the studio and the video production and everything else, I was able to just write whatever I felt like writing. And I think that it came across. And this was something that actually happened. You know, the Ivory song was that really happened word for word. and the sound effects that are in that song may or may not actually be actual sound effects from this woman. we just gonna leave that out there, but I'm just saying that may or may not actually be her.
Wow. So who are some of your influences, Ken?
All over the board. I mean, honestly, I really like Will Smith. I like the fact that even though I don't keep it clean, I like the fact that in a time when influences were going in a totally different direction, he decided to go, you know, with kind of the comical vibe, and he went against the grain and went against the trend, and he did really well for himself. I really like LL because, you know, I liked his, he said he's still one of the most technical rappers that I can think of. And me being very technical, like when I'm recording, you know, my syllables have to hit on the spot. And L was the first one to do that. And that really kind of, you know, opened the door for me, you know, to say it was okay for me to be able to be technical with it instead of just kind of slurring my lyrics. And when we get into mumble rapping, that'll bullshit.
Ken Moore. Yeah, we gotta have Ken regularly.
Yeah. And I really like Kendrick. I like his energy. I like you know, where he can go commercial and he can still be, you know, true to like an Afrocentric root. And I like Joyner. Of course, I like Childish. I like a lot of these rappers. A lot of these, I won't say rapper. I like a lot of these entertainers that are truly multifaceted. You know, and we're not talking about, you know, somebody that, you know, that can rap, but then, you know, they're in a movie, but they're not really good in the movie, but they're in the movie just because they're a rapper. We're talking about Childish Gambino, you know, Donald Glover, who is a fire MC, but then he's also a really good actor good writer and producer.
Yeah.
And, you know, it took me forever to even realize that Donald Glover and Childish Gambino was the same person. And I'm watching them on, you know what I'm saying? I'm watching them on Community.
Yeah.
Going, you know, that's Troy from Community. That's my boy. That's the boy. Because he's good, right? He's real funny.
Yeah.
And then I go, wait, that's Childish Gambino? What the fuck? It blew my mind, right? So yeah. I'm like, oh, yeah, I got to be, you know, and that was a huge influence to me.
ATL.
Of course.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, I got to throw a shout out to M. You know, it's controversial. People say some people say he's the GOAT. Some people say he's not. But M was, when that first single dropped, they were making fun of him. You know what I'm saying? When that My Name Is single, that first single sound with his whiny ass voice and everything else, people was making fun of him. Oh, this guy, he calls himself Eminem. But he was true to himself. He was talking, he went against the grain. He's talking about, you know, his life experience growing up, you know, talking about people getting addicted to opioids. You know, he was talking about which was a suburban, you know, white suburban problem long before it was this freaking national epidemic. But he was talking about that and how he was addicted to all that stuff. And he wasn't talking about, even though he came up in the rap game, he came up in Detroit in that scene, he was still talking about his life experience, and he didn't care that his life experience was different than all the other trap rappers or whatever that was coming up around him, and he stayed true to it. So whenever I see a entertainer that can do that, I have mad respect for that, because it's easy to, if the trend right now is trap, it's easy to just make another trap song, right? Because it's safe. Everybody else is doing it. I can just make a trap song. I ain't got to worry about people sitting down if my song come on the club, because it's going to sound like the song that is coming out, you know, that is coming on after. So I ain't got to worry about that. But where people are, where it takes guts, where it takes balls, is if the songs, if the clubs are playing, you know, trap song, and then put on Sweet Ivory. And everybody gonna probably sit down until they get used to the song. Then all of a sudden it's gonna be the shit, and then people gonna be making songs like Sweet Ivory, right?
True that.
But I'm okay with that, you know, because again, you know, in case you weren't listening earlier, I don't give a fuck. So, I'm okay with that. I'm like, I know that, you know, that it is different. I know that it's, and that's why I'm doing it, is because it's different. So, you know, I'm gonna do my videos different. I'm gonna do my songs different. I'm gonna promote it differently. And you know, I'm trying to do something that's different, and so far it's working out okay for me.
Oh wow!
Did you check out the video for Sincerely Me?
Well, that's the funny thing is we were starting to watch that before we was coming on the show, because we had to do some other filming and stuff, and we get a chance to watch it, but we're gonna be watching that right after this.
Yeah. Sincerely Me will fuck the world up.
Okay. And speaking of that, we gotta get to some more music. I'm looking at this time. What's the next track we're gonna get into?
Let's go with let's see, we got two more to choose from. Let's keep it upbeat. Let's go with Sugar Baby.
Sugar Baby. Okay.
Sugar Baby. For the upcoming album.
From the upcoming album. Sugar Baby.
Grandpa. Sugar
this
Baby.
Is Ken Bray. This is Sugar Baby. This is Side Hustle Radio. We'll be right back right after this.
I ain't fucking with no Cash App, thirst trap, sugar baby. Yeah, you got a vagina, you ain't no fucking lady. Oh, your body is nice, I want more than your sex though. Oh, you got standards, well I got prereqs. Cash App, thirst trap, sugar baby. Yeah, you got a vagina, you ain't no fucking lady. Oh, your body is nice, I want more than your sex though. Oh, you got standards, well I got prereqs. She like my smile, but really she's digging my cash. 20 years younger than me. Just look at that ass. I'm like, I'm grandpa, but please call me Ken Bray. She said, how much you make? I said, what's your GPA? Outside the men's room, cute, taking selfie pictures. Cause the lighting was perfect, but a Snapchat filter. Never trust a big butt with a waist trainer. Guess I'm a no-brainer, cause I'm an entertainer. In the right light, she looked like Tyra Banks. But if the angle was off, Shaba Ranks. She got her belly button pierced with the fake ice. Great leggings from Rainbow. Nice. I tried to conversate to she if she could conjugate, but she was more preoccupied with my face paint. She said she need a new Gucci bag. What's up with that? Good luck with that. I ain't fucking with no Cash App, thirst trap, sugar baby. Yeah, you got a vagina, you ain't no fucking lady. Oh, your body is nice, I want more than your sex though. Oh, you got standards, well I got prereqs. Cash App, thirst trap, sugar baby. Yeah, you got a vagina, you ain't no fucking lady. Oh, your body is nice, I want more than your sex though. Oh, you got standards, well I got prereqs. Next to the hookah bar, pose like a supermodel, fit with a little middle. Like a Coke bottle, buttercream blonde like icing on a snack cake. Titties on levitate. Oh, I know they fake. On her Instagram, live with me near her. Hashtag single life loud so I can hear her. Sipping Lambrusco, slow through a straw. Hoping I'ma pick up the tab. Nah, you self-employed, come on nah, tell the truth. A Gucci for your coochie, mean you a prostitute. She ain't a gold digger, probably got a nice vagina. She kinda young though, so she's a gold miner. I can help you with your daddy issues if you let me. But I ain't coming off of no cash, definitely. She off of thirsty, I bought her ass a glass of water. Daddy, you ain't my daughter. I ain't fucking with no Cash App, thirst trap, sugar baby. Yeah, you got a vagina, you ain't no fucking lady. Oh, your body is nice, I want more than your sex though. Oh, you got standards, well I got prereqs. Cash App, thirst trap, sugar baby. Yeah, you got a vagina, you ain't no fucking lady. Oh, your body is nice, I want more than your sex though. Oh, you got standards, well I got prereqs.
That's Ken Bray.
She's a poor little black girl named after a German car. There's no
sugar babies.
Sugar babies. Wow.
What you think?
Man,
let me just say this. Your music has me to the point. What are you going to say next? What are you going to say next? Word? Oh, what, in the dark, she reminded me of Shabba Banks. I about fell out.
Shabba. Appreciate it.
So tell us about...
That's all life.
So tell us, tell us about this album coming out here.
The album is called, again, it's called AKA Dirty, a code name Dirty Grandpa, because I am actually a grandpa, just to fuck y'all world up some more.
Oh.
And, I had a pretty significant life-changing event in, happened back in May. You know, girl I was dating just abruptly decided she didn't want to be in a relationship anymore. It kind of fucked my world up a little bit. And so I had a whole lot of time on my hands, and I started writing songs about, you know, writing songs about my escapades, you know, after that breakup. And, you know, I got into a little bit of everything after that. And they weren't the things that, you know, you'd expect a middle-aged man to be, you know, deep into. I mean, of course, I came across a couple sugar babies here or there. I came across, you know, a video or two that was DM'd to me online. You know, so I had a really wide-ranging experience that, you know, somebody my age definitely does not have. And I end up writing songs about it. I mean, obviously the names have been changed to protect the innocent. So some of the songs are like composites of multiple people, but then other songs are just about Sweet Ivory is about one woman. That whole thing happened, you know, with that one woman. But you know, songs like Sugar Baby are just in general people that I come up, you know, different experiences that I've had. You know, some girl, you know, I got her phone number like on a Friday, and I call her, you know, I'm thinking she feeling me or whatever. I call her that Saturday to say, you know, just to say what's up, and she asked me to pay for her hair.
What?
And I'm like, shit. Yeah, and I'm like, shit, I don't even know your fucking last name. How the hell? I'm like, and she was serious. She like, yeah, I'm gonna get my hair done. I was like, well, that's nice.
Yeah.
And she like, you gonna pay for it? I'm like,
Who does that?
No.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, and I'm like, baby, I ain't no sugar daddy. And she like, we don't call it that no more. I was like, oh, really? Well, I don't care what you call it, but I'm not that.
Yeah, I'm not that. Right. I'm not that.
Right? You know what I'm saying? So, this stuff happened. You know, it happened, and I just happened to have a voice. I happened to have, you know, a means to record and promote it. And so I just decided to do it. And
your family. You know. And you have you a forum here to be able to play your music.
Oh, yeah. I think I have the ability to tell a story and, you know, to say it in a way that's entertaining, that people want to hear. And you can hear every word I'm saying. I'm not mumbling. Did I mention that that I'm not a fan of mumble rap?
Oh, we can. You and I can talk all day. I obliterate a mumble. Oh, yeah.
I don't know too many people above 40 that is. You know, actually, we don't know too many young people that, you know, really like it. They, I said, "Well, that's your music." No, it ain't.
Yeah, I mean, I can't not. I mean, that's one of those things where I couldn't do that if I tried. My brain, my heart would not let me mumble.
Man, you can't go. You gotta keep that same repetitive.
No,
right.
Nah, I gotta. It's like I have something I have to say, and I have to say it. I can't. I mean, when I'm working on a track, I'll come up with the flow for that track, and then I'll hold that flow for that track. But each track has a different flow. It has a flow, a vibe, you know, whatever the song has, and if there's a commonality between songs, it's just my energy, you know. But beyond that, there's, you know, each song has its own vibe to it, because, you know, if I'm talking about, you know, Sweet Ivory, which, you know, in a low-key kind of twisted way, it's kind of a romantic song, it's kind of a love story, or a lust story, how you, you want to put it like that, but it's still kind of a love story. So that's got a completely different flow and vibe than Sugar Daddy's, which is more like, nah, I ain't, you know what? No, that's not me. I ain't that dude.
Oh, so, wow.
You know what I'm saying? So they got different vibes, but it's still me, and it's still that same narrative style. It's still I'm still gonna try to have a little bit of humor in it, a little bit of relatability. And you know, and at the end of the day, you know, and I'm trying to relate to everybody that's in my different social circles.
Okay.
You know, I'm in a lot of different social circles. I mean, I'm a gym dude. I'm a competitive power lifter. I'm the current Ohio State champ power lifter. And I'm also pre-med. So I got med students. You know, I'm in med school. So I got students, you know, my peers all are, you know, are fellow struggling med students and want to be med students. So I talk about stuff that they can relate to. I talk about stuff that, and of course, you know, I'm unattached. I'm in the dating scene.
Freedom.
So
I have freedom.
Was that?
See, yeah, I have freedoms, so, and I can do what I want.
There's a little bit of relatability in that aspect. So it's like I'm across the board. So those songs, they all just reflect that. You know, I'm not. But what I'm not doing is I'm not out there selling weed. I'm not out there selling, you know, I'm not trapping. I'm not, you know, I'm not doing anything illegal. So I'm free to talk about whatever it is that I'm doing.
Okay.
And so that allows me to truly be able to, you know, to, at least in my head, it allows me to truly be free. And okay. I can talk about pretty much whatever I feel like talking about and not feel like I'm compelled to talk about, you know, this thing because somebody else is saying I have to, or because I think that that's what people want to hear. It's like I just write it, and so far, you know, I put it on the gram, you know, a little snippet here or there on the gram, and see what people think. And so far, you know, the response been really good.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up. Oh, I know we ran out of time, but there's a question I really have to ask real quick.
Okay,
since it is Black History Month, you don't use the word nigger.
I do not. Absolutely.
And can you explain to us why? I'm sorry. Most people say the N-word. I'm just going to say it because I think I'm allowed to say it like that. But so yeah, that's why I say it. So why?
Yeah, it's cool. In this context, it's cool. And the reason is, and that's what I talk about in the song Sincerely Me, and that's what I talk about in general, is that the quick, short answer is because we can do better. I can have a whole conversation without using that word. I can write a whole album without using that word. I scratch that. I say it in Sincerely Me, but because I'm talking about, I'm not going to say it anymore. So out of all the tracks on the album, there's one track where I say it and it has a point, and that's it. And beyond that, you know, there's no argument. And this is something I struggle with my whole life, right? So it's not like something, you know, I've had a change of heart too. So it's not like I've always felt this way. But once I start to look at what we were saying and why we were saying it, all the arguments and everything else in defense of using that word were bullshit to me, and they still are bullshit to me. And there's nobody that can convince me otherwise, because, you know, that whole thing, you know, when Jay-Z was defending it and everything else was going on when they were trying to ban the word and everything else, you know, they were saying, we own the word, we took ownership of the word. That's bullshit, okay? That word originated. I don't care if you put, you know, an A on the end, or you put ER on the end. I don't care how you spell it. It's the same fucking word, right? So that word was used to demean us, Black people. You know, now young white people are saying they call each other nigga or whatever because, you know, they're trying to say it's not just specific to Black people. But 4 years ago, I was crossing the street in Cleveland and a car with some young white kids swerved towards me and said, we run over niggas in this area. That happened 4 years ago, right? So you can't tell me that it's okay to use that word and that white people call themselves that, so it's okay. They still use it in the same fucked up context they used it back, you know, 400 years ago. And so because of that, I'm not going to call myself that. And I'm not going to call you that. I'm not going to call my kids that. I'm not going to call my friends that. I'm not even going to call my enemies that. There's plenty of other words out there that I can use on somebody that I don't like. It don't have to be a racial slur that was used to demean me, and it has been used to demean me, and it's still being used to demean me. And that doesn't mean my content is soft. It doesn't mean that I'm making clean records. You know, no, those records are not clean.
Hey,
they just don't use that word. Okay. Just like I don't call women bitches or hoes. Same deal.
I would like to talk about that too. But like I said, I want to get this. If you got a little bit more time that we could talk right after this show, because, you know, this will be on our podcast format. Can we get your other song in our podcast format? If you can just give us a few seconds.
Absolutely.
We're going to go black. We're going to come back. Hey, follow us on our podcast. You get the rest of the story from Ken Bray on our podcast. So, you want to give any shout-outs real quick?
Shout-out to the whole Bray team. I ain't naming no names. I ain't implicating nobody.
Hey, we'll be right back right after this.
Aight.
This is Side Hustle Radio.